Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Peace to the gods. Tune in to Freedom Fridays with the King L. Jr. Before I start, got some. Announcements before I start. Saturday, May 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., we're going to be in. Be at 5801 Southfield Service Drive in Detroit, Michigan. 300 online, 300 at the door, cash only at the door. We'll be at the Doubletree by Hilton, Dearborn. We'll be going over the national passport process, driver's license process, biological data correction process, discharge student loans, enforce the Constitution. We'll be teaching that on May 25th. Go to keymail.com at events. This Friday we're going to talk about a couple things we're going to go over. Firstly, Constitution of the United States, Article 6, Supremacy Clause. Clause 1. All debts contracted and engagements entered into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution as under the Confederation. Clause 2. We're going to Clause 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So basically what that was saying was the supreme law of the land is documents and treaties made before the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, which would be the Articles of Confederation. That's the next thing we're about to go over. But I get some key points in that as well. Of course, you know, March 1st, 1781 was when the Articles of Confederation went into effect. The style of this confederacy shall be, what? The United States of America. To each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence, and every power, jurisdiction, and right, which is not by this confederation expressively delegated to the United States and Congress assembled. So basically what that means is each state in the confederation retains the sovereignty. So basically that would mean like basically what it means is it wouldn't be, you know, state of South Carolina, according to the Confederation. All right. Said states hereby severely entered into a firm legal friendships with each other for their common defense, security of their liberties, and their mutual and general welfare, binding themselves to assist each other against all force offered to or attacks made upon them, or any of them on account of religion, sovereignty, trade, or any other pretense, whatever. So basically, what that says is they must protect your religious freedom, or your rights to religious freedom. For the better to secure and perpetrate mutual friendship and intercourse among the people of the different states in the Union, the free inhabitants of each state, by poor's vagabonds, and fugitives from justice accepted, shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of free citizens in the several states. And the people of each state shall free ingress and regress to and from any other state and shall enjoy therein all the privileges of trade and commerce, subject to the same duties, impositions, and restrictions as the inhabitants thereof, respectively, provided that such restrictions shall not extend so far as to prevent the removal of property imported into any state to any other state of which the owner is inhabitant. Provided also that no imposition, duties, or restrictions shall be laid by any state on the property of the United States or either of them. If any person of or charged with treason, felony, or other high misdemeanor in any state shall flee from justice and be found in any of the United States, he shall, upon demand of the governor or executive power of the state from which he fled, be delivered up and removed to the state having jurisdiction of his offense. Full faith and credit shall be given in each state, in each of these states, to records, acts, and judicial proceedings of the courts and magistrates of each other's states. So basically, all that was saying was, you are a free inhabitant of each state, but not a citizen of the United States. And basically what, when it says, when it's talking about the free ingress and regress from any other state, basically I was just basically no restrictions on travel by land, sea, or air. So basically just your right to travel without impositions. And when it was talking about shall enjoy all the privileges of trade and commerce, of course you already know what that means. We can enjoy the, you know, all the privileges of trade and commerce with no impositions of the United States. And no imposition, duties, or restrictions shall be laid by any state. So basically, like those, we don't call them laws. We call those basically statutes. Pretty much, it don't matter when you put this into effect. That's why you put this paperwork in, you know, Constitution that overrides statutes. Pretty much. That was saying. So yeah, we went over the Supremacy Clause in Article 6 of the Constitution of the United States and Articles of Confederation on March 1st, 1781. And you can take a look up all the stuff in there as well. Let's see what else we're going to go over. I guess we can pretty much. Go over that. Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go over the Bill of Rights. Georgia Constitution as ratified without subsequent amendments. Article 1, Bill of Rights, Section 4, Paragraph 1, laws of general nature shall have uniform operation throughout the state, and no special law shall be enacted in any case for which provisions has been made by an existing general law. No general law affecting private rights shall be varied in any particular case by special legislation, except with the free consent in writing of all persons to be affected thereby, and no person under legal disability the contract is capable of consent. See the baby act in there. Or a legislative act in violation of this Constitution or the Constitution of the United States are void, and the judiciary shall so declare them. So basically, each state in the Confederation retains its sovereignty, so it cannot be state of North Carolina, etc., according to the Articles of Confederation, that also another one that mentions your rights to religious freedoms in here. Yep. No. My bad. Fucking up. Okay, so basically, Constitution. Which includes voluntary slavery and involuntary slavery. Penal slavery, which is direct conflict in all contracts entered into while I was of legal ability, are void and two, and you should declare it. So, yeah. So, peace of God.
Peace of God, Junior. How's your pops doing? When you hear from your pops, tell him I said that Akeem shit don't work. He know who this is. It's me, Dow from New York. Listen, sometimes y'all pray this guy. I don't know how often y'all pray the guy, but he said even a monkey could do it. I know, like, when y'all pray Reverend Ike, I know who that is. But it's one guy that y'all pray on there, and he said even a monkey can do it. And, he talked about how he been in the military and stuff like that. What's that guy's name?
Oh, you're talking about fucking Dan Penna.
His name is Dan, like D-A-N, and Penna, like
Dan
D-
Penna.
Okay, like
P-E-
Penna, that's P-E-E-A?
E-N-A.
It's D-E?
N-A.
N-A? Okay,
yeah,
you're
talking about the dude that... That be, you know what I'm saying, getting on people and shit like that, talking shit to them.
Yeah, he be saying, like, the engineers and stuff like that, they stupid and things of that nature.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's their opinion.
The one thing, the last time I saw your pops was in, like, maybe 2000, and let me see, this is maybe, like, 2000 and, like, maybe 17, because I turned my sister on to y'all, you know, like, you're like history and you're like, you know, basically you're in history and, you know, correcting yourself, like, but mostly I'm into, like, I'm into the history, but I'm looking to get more into the finance, you know, business, then I can, you know, study more in the history, you know. I want to, like, you know, set up something, you know, where I can spend more time, you know, going, you know, learning something that I want to, or, you know, instead of learning something that, you know, like going to school. What I mean, like, you know, a lot of time the history that we, it's good to know the history, but if you have no finances to get you out the history problems, that's the thing. So I'm looking to, like, learn the finance Like that. Some people's not into business. Some people like, you know, going off the grid. But I want to like get into something I can spend more time, you know, into like, you know, communities of like, you know, history, our past, and, you know, health and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to go to, you know, because it's like, I'm sure like your father and like a lot of other parents say like, yo, don't use drugs, go to school, get a job. Let me say, don't bother anybody. But how many of them say, yo, get a business? You see? A lot of them don't say get a business. And then you have some, you know, some of the history guys, you know, like do citizenship, like they want to go to the library or something like that. You know how a lot of times the way the history is told, it's not us. It was them who was like, you know, the only way they let you know is like indentured service. That's the only time you know that, you know, it wasn't really us. But then you look at it like, yo, how did all us, we lost our stuff? Which I'm not worried about it, but a lot of stuff that we know, if we apply being entrepreneurs and get into business, because you look at it like this. If you start at 18 and you got to give them to you 62, 65, and you only got 5 days yourself to yourself, only 2 days to your family, you know, a lot of times you gave somebody like 50 years of your life, and then your parents came around combined of that, that's like 100 years, you know? So, and then look at your grandparents. You watch them, how many of them like, actually set up a business so, like, we won't have to go to work and, you know, we won't have to pass for a probationary period. And, you know, if we don't come to work, we're going to get fired. So I'm looking to, like, you know, line up for the future. And hopefully the future generation, we look like, you know, after 20 years, that's it. We put in our time, you know, give the next upcoming generation. I don't feel anybody's supposed to work past, like, I guess around 45 or something like that. You know, put in your 20 years, and, yo, that's enough. Because they talk about in the future ain't going to be no Social Security, ain't going to be none of this and that. So why work all the way to 65? You know, we got to retrain. You know, we got to retrain the future generation. It's, you know, stop keeping up with the Joneses. Because you got a lot of people, they didn't go to work. They're going to lose that, you know, they're going to lose that car note. They're going to lose that house, you know, because they want to buy everything in the toy shop, you know. So me at the age of 53, I'm finally realizing, yo, you know, I'm good if I don't go to work, but, you know, I'm not really good because I got a little something done. But if I don't pay something, I ain't going to really lose anything, you know. So I'm good with that, you know. I'm keeping my standing good at all costs. One thing I learned from your pops, you know, and a few other guys like Joey and Jonah Bray, they didn't say much. But I learned, like, your credit, mostly from your pops, like, yo, make sure your credit is always good, you know. Like, if I ain't got none, at least, oh, I don't have any outstanding bills. I ain't got no late payment. And then things would come. But, you know, at the same time you work, do you work?
Yeah, I work for myself.
Okay, good, 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 like that, you know. Hopefully, like, you got your 40 acres in the mule?
I mean, technically, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, like, it's all about manufacturing, you know, some sheeps, make some wool stuff, you know, some cotton, you know, get into the manufacturing. Yo, but this is me, Dal, from New York, man. You know, I'm grateful that I ran into your father. You know, once I apply some of this stuff, I'm caught up. I don't look for revenge, you know. You know, that's wasted time, you know. People meet their match like that, you know. You just
definitely
thank God that you put it, that you, your eyes are open now to the dirt that was happening to you and you can move away from it, you know. And that's the way I look at it. You know,
and it's a waste of time to be worried about somebody else when you got your own shit going on. That's why. That's why I don't hate. Or, you know, saying want revenge from nobody. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna get mine regardless because it's mine. You can't mess up what's for me. You feel what I'm saying? Because it was already mine. Just like I can't mess up anything for nobody else because it's there.
Yeah, I wish so many entertainers there, they'll realize that they got a chance to get out the hood, and then, you know, they get out the hood, and they're getting killed doing hood things, you know what I'm saying? So I hope a lot of them, you know, wise up, you know, the athletes and all the other type of entertainers, they got a chance to survive, you know, and help out, you know, if they got any type of heart or anything like that, you know? But, you know, make all that money, then, you know, you still get killed doing hood things. That don't make any sense, you know. Hopefully they have some life coach that teach some new things, you know. They just don't give them the money and let them hit rock bottom again, you know. That. But Akeem Jr., peace and love. Live long and stay strong. You there?
Oh, what is the God?
Peace of the God.
All right, peace to the gods.
Thank you.
All right.
Akeem, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, is the show over, or I kind of like caught you after the show, or what?
Oh, no, nah, no, nah, you good, you good. That was me.
Okay, all right.
All right, peace.
I know whether all right, peace.
All right, where do I go into? But yeah, you know, we all got definitely stay away from situations where, you know, like a lot of people try to prove they so real or they so hood. Like me, you know what I'm saying? If I know I'm I guess you could say a high class person or somebody with money or status or people think this of me or that and really don't know me and probably know, you know, if they really truly knew me. You know, I'm not no stuck-up person, even with the money. The money doesn't make me. I make the money. You know, anything I got, I make it. The clothes, all of it. No matter what it is, I make it. You know what I'm saying? I really, actually, everything I got right now, predestinate. You know what I'm saying? I manifested it. We all manifested it. Whether it was good or bad, it's just how it works. You know what I'm saying? Anything, you know, I just think about this. If you really thought about how much money or you set a certain goal for yourself every day, you know what I'm saying? Or you'd be like, okay, I got to get this done today so I can reach this certain goal. Every day you're like, okay, I got to do this. You just, you know, every day you're waking up, you're setting up new missions. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of figure this out. Like, to get what you want, it's almost like how the games work. If anybody's ever played games, you have an objective. Every day we always have an objective. If you make it the same thing, you're going to get the same result as the people before you. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is to innovate, do it better, make it a lot better. That's what Uber did with taxis. That's what Uber Eats, all those other places that deliver food, did with food delivery. They just became a third party, somebody in between. I guess you could say the middle guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, for anybody who's, it's just like having a McDonald's, your own franchise. You're not McDonald's directly, but you're the franchise. You're a third party. You feel what I'm saying? So I was really about really just getting things flowing through you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll always have money if money is flowing through you. If money is always in your vicinity. If you're around money, thinking about money, talking about money. See, people say talking about money and thinking about these things are bad, but really, I say it's just all in how you think about it. really anything. Perception is everything, you know. Some would say carrying around a gun is a bad thing. I would say it's not. I would carry around a gun on my hip everywhere I go. I mean, if I could, why wouldn't I? I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot of mental illnesses out here. Because people don't truly know what mental illnesses are, and people are they're not in tune with themselves. That's what I definitely say. They're so caught up in the outside world, think the outside world or this outside God. Not saying, you know, you should stop believing that, but remember, even if you believe in the outside God, he's with you at all times. That's the most logical thing I could definitely tell you. But anyways, you worry about the outside so much and not the inside. Worry about making sure that we're okay, making sure that whatever we got going on in our universe is going well. And we're the first person that we definitely need to be worried about. You know, a lot of people say it's selfish, but if I'm good, I can definitely make sure the people around me good. If I'm happy, I could definitely make some people around me happy. You see what I'm saying? It's all contagious. Everything is contagious. You know what the other is, you know. You know, they say misery loves company, but so does happiness. So does a rich person, somebody who wants you to advance, you know. Hell, I definitely love, you know, play more events with people around me, you know. It's coming, of course. You know, everyone I touch does advance, you know, because it's just who I am. You know, I'm an advanced person. I make people want to advance. Whether it's positive or negative, it's not on me. That's just how you take me. I want you to go in the most positive way possible, of course. But I can't control that. That's, you know, some people take you the wrong way. But it's not for you to really worry about. I never do worry about stuff like that. You know, I just put the energy out there, and it's pretty much all we can do really in life is, you know, we have control, of course, but, you know, the control we have is to wish the best, or not even wish, but more of manifest it, feel it, and you definitely see it happen. You know, most people would say, oh, you know, that's crazy to think that you have that much control, but why wouldn't I? I would not have that much control. I mean, we all have free will. That's the best part. You know, someone said something. Basically, you know, stop believing in God and start believing as God. You know, you should start moving as God. Start thinking as God. You know, what would God do? You know, that's kind of... He wants you to be just like him, you know. He's always been there. He will forever be there. He will forever bless you. No matter what you do, he'll be there. He's that one friend, no matter what, he's going to have your back, you know. Got you. Even in the end, even when it looks ugly, still can come out okay. You know, I started realizing that when I started believing in God. That's why I know him. No matter what, even when my friend's having a bad day or even if I'm having a day, it's going to turn out all right. We're going to make it all right, you know. That's all I can say, you know. That's all I know how to do is just make it go right. That's probably the best thing. But, yeah, let's get back into what we were talking about before. Precision of signature. Basically, I also wish to make it clear that I am not a statutory citizen and make no claim of statutory citizenship created by any state or federal government. I hereby extinguish, reside, revoke, cancel, abrogate, annul, nullify, discharge, and make void ab into NTTO, all signatures belong to me on all previously filed SS-5, Internal Revenue Service, W-4 forms, 1040 forms, and all state income tax, if any, and all powers of attorney, real and or implied, connected thereto on the grounds that my perpetual consent was voluntary. Consent was voluntary and freely obtained, but was made through mistake, duress, fraud, and undue influence exercised by any or all governments, state or federal, any agency and or employers, pursuant to contract law. All previously signed federal and state forms are hereby extinguished by this rescission. Any alleged consent is null and void as it was given under duress by mistake and or by fraud, notwithstanding any information with you, which you may have to the contrary, any forms that have been filed, and any implied quasi-contracts that you may have with me were filed illegally and unlawfully and are without force and or effect. I further revoke, rescind, and make void ab into TO all powers of attorney pertaining to me from any and all governmental, quasi-colorable agencies and or departments created under the authority of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and or Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution for the United States of America. I preserve all my unalienable rights that are inherent from my Creator at all times. And you, that was a rescission of signature. But, so yeah, basically, today we went over Constitution of the United States Article 6, Supremacy Clause, went over 1 and 2. It basically was just saying, the Constitution of the United States, the supreme law of the land, is documents and treaties made before the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, which would be what we talked about, the Articles of Confederation. And in that, we learned that the Confederation, the name of the Confederation, the name of the government are one and the same. Each state in the Confederation retains its sovereignty. So, for example, it can't be state of South Carolina, etc. And that they must protect your rights to religious freedoms at all times, which we already knew that. And this is something. Yeah, that was pretty much it. That was it. All we want to go over. Tom.
Peace to God. What's going on?
Peace to God. One, two, three.
That rescission of signature, most people trying to get out of contract, that's definitely important for anything that they do.
Yeah, they always, signature. They always ask about it, so there it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I was going over the Constitution and the Articles of Confederation. Went over that early in the show. Those that missed it, they could go back and listen to it and catch all of that.
Yeah. Oh, did you announce the Detroit seminar coming up on the 25th?
I did, but I'll do it again.
Oh, okay. I just making sure you did it. That's all. You already did it. Yeah.
Yeah, you already did it, but it wasn't really nobody in here, so I'll do it again. Saturday, May 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., we will be in Detroit, Michigan at 5801 Southfield Service Drive at the Doubletree by Hilton, Detroit, Dearborn. The donation online will be $300 at the door, and it's cash only at the door. We'll be going over the national passport process, driver's license process, biological data correction process, discharge student loans, and enforce the Constitution. Go to akeemail.com/events to go pre-order.
Gonna be on Ron. That's Ron March in them territory out there. Actually, I spoke to Ron March earlier today. I'm supposed to go on his show next week and talk about the seminar. quit. I'm waiting for them to call me back. Yeah, man. That's good. Going over the Constitution and rescission of signatures, that's good. I ain't going to stop you. Keep going. Do your thing. I've been on the road. I'm tired right now.
You say you just got off the road?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, I just got back from picking up Lauren.
All right. Well, I'll continue on. So basically, and the people of each state shall have free ingress and regress to and from any other state, and shall enjoy there in all the privileges of trade and commerce. So basically, what it says is that's basically saying your right to travel without imposition, which means no restrictions on travel, land, sea, and air. And then that we shall enjoy all the privileges of trade, commerce, with no impositions from the United States. But yeah, I was just reviewing back what I went over early in the show. I already went over this. I already went over that. And yeah.
Somebody got their loans discharged. I just got it. Over $30,000 after they did their passport, they got their loans discharged. He sent me the documents earlier today. Yeah, boy, he happy too. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That we already know that'll work. Ain't going to stop working either. Mm-hmm. Because... All right. 919-492. Peace of God.
Okay,
peace to the gods. What's going on, Xavier? What's going on, King?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you got
what's
my
up,
email, huh?
Yeah, I got right. Your email. Yeah, I was on the road when you sent it to me.
Yeah. Say, hey,
good feeling right there.
Nah,
good feeling.
Not my bad. I sent you all those. I sent you like 10 of them. I was like, man, I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I got them.
Let me check this.
I'm gonna redact the information before I show it in the seminar.
Free practice.
Make sure I, you know, redact out your information, personal information. But yeah, that's good.
Hold up.
That's good.
Buses might go to practice.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna get off in a minute. Buses. Playing soccer, my son. But I just wanna let you know.
Oh, okay.
It went good, man. But
good.
I was like, man,
that's what happens when you're a national.
Man, I was like kind of confused. I was like, hold up. Okay, he mentioned that in the seminar. And
I told y'all,
okay.
Man, we don't be playing.
Yeah,
nah.
I was like, oh, God.
We don't be playing.
Man, I've been trying to win this for a minute.
Yeah.
I got that hump on my back.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. But, that's a good, that's one of the good remedies right there.
Okay,
for the
see,
help,
I see some people. A lot of people. That's why I went over them tax forms yesterday, because you cannot be sitting up here trying to do these U.S. citizen things and think they're going to get rid of your student loans.
It's no scribble.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See, you done set up a pattern of who you are.
Exactly.
I got somebody else. They got student loans. And they didn't do it automatically. They got to push them. And I was like, yeah, because you sit there and you got the that TSA pre-check thing. You know, you got to tell them that you're a U.S. citizen with that.
Yeah, I heard you said something about that. And I was like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
got to know who you are.
Yeah, they get your fingerprints and put it in the system.
Right.
Yeah. You got to fill it out online, and there's no way to fill it out online and say you're not a U.S. citizen. Then once you fill all that out, so you know she said she was a U.S. citizen, right? Then once you fill out all of that out, you got to go and sit in front of some agent and confirm all of what you said, and then they take your fingerprints.
No. You can't be a national and say you're a U.S. citizen.
I told her. I told you, you're going to have to come get that out. They're not going to do those student loans until you get that off.
Oh, yeah. You need to clean that off. ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP. Hey, I got another remedy.
And that's federal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got another remedy, Akeem. I don't know if I shared it with you or not. I talked to you about it yesterday, right? But the trade line, well, not the trade line, but the line of credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said you were going to do it as an aboriginal or something, or bank account?
Yeah, yeah. I did it on the unincorporated EIN, and it got approved for $2,500.
There you go.
Yeah, woo, man, it's only popping on that new social.
You rolling.
Yeah, I'm rolling, dog.
All right.
Gravy train. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, all you got to do is apply the principles.
Yes, sir.
Apply the principles.
Show and prove.
Man, I heard somebody say, yeah, they got 100 people through. But I ain't heard person get on their show and say they actually got through.
Right. Exactly.
They just said, I got 100 people through.
Realistically,
that's not even possible.
Exactly. hey, can we keep rolling like this?
Huh?
We keep rolling like this. We're going to have at least 1,000 people by the end of the year.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have 100 people that went through, but I can tell you I got at least right now 20, 30.
Right.
That's more of a realistic number. Because we just cracked it. I cracked it in November.
Right.
And
we on that. We multiply.
You got 100 people through, but at least three of them came that you tried to get through came to me because they couldn't get through.
Right. Yeah, something ain't sound right about that.
I'm the only one that was able to, when they send you those letters, I'm the only one who know how to interpret those.
Right.
Because I'm the only one who had that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to go through it before you know what's going on with it.
Right. You got to go through it. And here's the other thing. How are you going to help somebody do something you ain't got one? You got 100 people through, but you don't even have a passport.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing. Well, you have somebody else tell you doing it.
Come on, bro. How are you helping people get passports you ain't got one?
I mean, you got
to
practice with
that's what I'm talking about. We have to get in the habit of vetting what people say. Don't go off what they're telling you. Go off what the proof is.
Right.
What really is going on. Because it's very simple. Okay, where's yours? I pulled mine out at the seminar. My son pulled his out. We showed the student loans.
What?
Hey, your student loan's going to get done.
Right.
What happened to your student loans?
Hey, when I saw that, I said, man, it's on the cracking now. It's on the cracking. It's going to pop it.
Okay, just so the listeners can understand. Just so they can understand. What down? You didn't do nothing. You didn't do no discharge.
Hmm.
You just checked the thing. Yeah. It was gone.
Right, it was gone. They did it themselves. It was ECMC that did it. The government.
Right. Right.
That was straight government right there. Yes, sir.
Right. I'm trying to tell y'all this.
Dollars.
If they can do it on the back end, there's a way to go in on the front end and don't have to pay. Nationals don't pay for their education.
Well, you know something else?
Entitled to a free education.
I'm already tracking on that, King. And another thing, I got a VA loan, right? I'm wondering if they can discharge that.
They should be able to. You might have to push that on that. So you're gonna be the first one that's going to pop it. But the way you going, boy, you on the road.
Oh, yeah. I might do those GSA bonds.
I'm really happy for you.
Yes, sir.
You've been working hard, for real. You've been going at it.
Hey, I've been putting in overtime. My wife can tell you, man. She can tell you.
You've been at every seminar. You done been to... You've been to New York. You came to, you've been to all of Charlotte.
The whole East Coast tour. Yep. But thanks a lot for the help.
Here's the thing. You look at what you spent for the seminars to come and look at the money you just saved.
Right. It paid off. It paid off.
What an investment. Yes. What an investment.
Yes, sir. Money making money. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it, though, man. I like it. Yeah. That's really.
Man, I appreciate you for, you know, having the faith.
Yes, sir.
It was your faith that healed you, as Jesus would say. It's your faith.
I hope those files help you out in the next seminar to show and prove to everybody what's going on.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be in Detroit a couple weeks. Detroit. But, well, I'm going to do this show up. I'm going to do this show and put it on YouTube. So I'm going to just, it's going to go, it's going live.
Okay. Hey, Ron March. I didn't know he was still teaching.
He not teaching. His nephew does his show. He got issues with his throat, you know.
His nephew
is doing it. But I'm going on their show just to advertise the seminar. Let everybody know. Because he got a huge following in Detroit.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to meet the brother. I heard him on YouTube when I first got into the information. And I wonder what happened.
Yeah, he's a good brother. I met him. Several times.
Right. Okay.
First time I met him. Yeah, he's your brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's dealing with some health issues.
Okay. Yeah. He's doing recover from that.
Yeah, I put him on the Dr. Daniels, so hopefully he gets some remedy from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know who Ron March is, right?
Yeah, I heard him on YouTube.
No, I don't know. Exactly. Remember Ron March? Remember the old when we first installed the satellite at Jonah House, the older man that was sitting there?
Oh.
Yeah.
Had the Backstreet Boys. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Remember the old guy? When was at Jonah, was at the other house before he moved.
Yeah, I remember.
That's Ron March. Yeah, that's Ron March.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
The old head. OG in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is Pure Energy coming on Saturday?
I have to talk to him. I'm not sure. Last week he had to work, he said, so he didn't get on. We have to talk.
Man, he didn't jump on that.
Yeah, he said
his
work.
Man, get that.
He couldn't get off in time.
With the education, with the information he knows, man, he'll have that show popping.
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, y'all have a great evening.
Peace.
Be blessed. Talk to you later.
All right, peace.
All right,
son. I'm gonna sit way back. I'm about to chill out.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
So, forgot what I was talking about. Nobody can ever take anything from you. You know, for sure it's yours, and it'll always be secure. You know, we're all born alone, and that's what makes us cosmically different and special. So, you know, just kind of, you know, make your own way, you know. If I say, you know, I want to be like this, I want to be like that, but me, I always want to be like me, even when I was younger. You know, just wanted to be me. It's a better version of me, of course. You know, and I guess, you know, over time I learned, the better version of me was always here. I just had to kind of learn to control my emotions, you know. As you get older, we learn to stop making emotional decisions. Start to kind of rationalize your emotions. I make decisions off of facts. And man. You know, there's a book I start reading called The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. He's the guy who made the laws of 48 power. The 48 Laws of Power, my God. But it's a pretty interesting book so far. I'm still reading it. So, you know, of course, after I'm done, give you guys my synopsis. Love to read. It's one of my biggest things. I love to read and kind of expand my mind, you know. That's another big thing that we all need to do, you know, at least, you know, spend some time reading something, expanding our mind, getting our mind going, you know, or even meditating or, you know, like me, I do it sometimes, like even throughout the day, so I stay focused. I kind of keep track of everything I was thinking throughout the day. And when I go to sleep, I kind of rerun everything, you know, what I was thinking. Did I truly rationalize my emotions the right way? And I make a decision kind of off of emotion, but more of kind of intuition. Yeah, I move more off of intuition. Sometimes I move off of thinking, but it depends on the day. You know, sometimes my thinking just, it ain't right. So I kind of move off of intuition and leads me to the right path, you know. Another big thing is always put out content or put yourself out there, whatever the case may be. Since I work for myself, I'm always advertising. No matter where I'm at, I'm advertising for myself. Who I am kind of tells people about my product. I'm a stand-up guy. Always going to be truthful. I'm dependable. So, of course, my number one thing is I wouldn't sell it if I can't use it. And that was always my biggest thing. I'm not going to sell if I can't use it or if I wouldn't use it. Or I would, you know what I'm saying, my grandma or my mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one around me can use it. I'm not going to sell it. You know, there's no reason to. It brings down the value of you. You also have value as well, but you control the value. You know, nobody else controls that value. No matter what you've done, you are the horrible things in the world. But that doesn't matter. It all matters about now and who you now, and moving forward, because time moves forward. It doesn't move back. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't jump into the future. It's only now. So move like time. Move with the laws of time and focus on the now. Enjoy the now. You know, whatever's going on now, enjoy it. You know, because it will be a memory. You know, it's all the memories. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it all becomes a memory. So, yeah, this now is important. This now is going to control how much money you're going to make tomorrow, next week, in the next 6 months, in the next 5 years. You see how big this now is? This now is moving forward even as we speak, moving to another now. See, before I was talking about that now, but now we're in another now. See, we can go so deep into the now, and I always have gone deep into it. I went so deep. I go to a lot of places and talk about a lot of things, but that'd be too much information for you at one time. You know what I'm saying? But the biggest reason I don't do it because I want you to experience it yourself. I want you to feel it. And you will. You know, of course, because you feel the energy. That, and even if you don't, you will. You'll remember this day right here. You know, when I was talking about this, when I was talking about how special it now is and why it's so special. And, you know, why I will always be so special. Because it controls our future. And forever be that way. That's why I say stay focused. Stay focused on whatever it is you want. Yeah. Be selfish with your thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's not really selfish, actually. You're actually helping the people around you. You're actually be better human beings, be innovative human beings, be advancing human beings. That's what we need more of, more advancing human beings. You know, we're all advancing naturally, but what I mean is, advancing at the light of speed to what we truly can be, which is limitless. You know, when you think it is God and, excuse me, when you stop to, instead of believing God and believe as God, it's different mindset on everything. Where people see limits, I see limitless and limitless scenarios, options, whatever the case may be. But through all those limitless possibilities, I pick the one I want, the one I specifically want. I don't let chance give me or luck. No, I pick it. I don't give anything any power over my free will. Because I'm giving free will for a reason. I mean, I can give it up. That's my choice. That's what they was talking about with slavery. Free will is your choice to either use it or give it up for someone else to use. It's also like your mind. It's also like your energy. See what I'm saying? Once you got your mind, that's what starts the whole energy thing. What you think about, what you put time into as far as your actions, that's energy. Talk about it, energy. Even me talking about this is energy. But I'm done. Done for the night. I'm not going to goddamn keep going. I could keep going, but the ambiguity of it, or I think that's the right word. I might be using the wrong word. Definitely might be using the wrong word. I guess you could say the mysteriousness of it, or even just to cut it off like that. Dragon Ball Z taught me that, or most good shows or even movies. Cut it off right when it's just getting good. It's like, yo, why are you cutting it off right now? But it keeps you going. So you can tune in next time. And hope that's a trick. We all can use that trick. I guess suspense or suspense. I wouldn't be suspense or anxiousness, I guess. You know, when you're just ready, keep talking about it. I love to talk about stuff like this, the mind science, because it's very important to the future, to the kids, the people coming up. You know, if we can goddamn gear them to where we're at now, boy, I'm telling you, things that will happen, the innovation, the, I guess you could say, evolution, or where we're actually supposed to be as far as physicality, thinking, energy, and all that will come out. You know, we'll start to see probably mutants and superpowers and a lot more stuff. I mean, even now we're starting to see superpowers, but I'm telling you, we have a lot more that we can tap into. Now I know we can definitely tap into. But it all starts with our mind and how we gear our subconsciousness, because subconscious continues to think 24/7. That's why I talk in the subconscious way, because whether you consciously pick it up or not, do certain cues that your subconscious picks up in. It could be either a good thing or dangerous, you know, but I use it in a positive way. I guess that's the blessing, that I don't use the power that I was given in the wrong way. So that's not noble. That's just what I wanted to do. You know, maybe there's somebody as gifted as me with that, probably using it just as bad. And I'm maybe just balancing out the universe, because they're actually better than me. But as far as hard work goes, I'm way better. And with a little bit of talent, it makes up for why I lack in natural talent, the hard work, the training, the focus. That's for anything, the constant, being consistent, you know. Just like every Friday, I take time out of my life, voluntarily, of course, to get on here and advertise. You know, we all can advertise in whatever we want. We got Instagram, Facebook, all these many ways to advertise. This is just one of the ways I advertise. Of course, I advertise on Instagram, and also I advertise in person. you know, because I'm always on the clock, baby. I'm the only one that's giving me money. You know what I'm saying? Only one that's going to make sure I'm paid at the end of the day. That's, you're the only person that's going to make sure you're getting paid. That's the power we all have. And we all control our own salary. Overall, I'm still learning, you know. So right now, this is what I know, you know. Kind of just moving with the intuition of, man, and I'm right. It's a good thing, though. Tuning out, y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Fridays. We went deep into his mind science stuff. We even got to hear a testimony. I love hearing testimonies, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, I know how I feel when you get that all that weight off your back, finally all that hard work pay off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, trust me. It take that dedication. It takes that perseverance, that persistence. That's what anything you really want. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be easy. Because if it was easy, everybody could fucking goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody can make it happen. But it's only for the chosen few. Chosen few that want it. And, not for everybody, but, you know, it's going to be something that gets through easy. And it's also easy process, too. You know, once you, you know, now that we got it, you know, so. Yeah. Not much to talk about. But yeah, see you guys next Friday. Tune in. I'm going to talk about a little bit more stuff. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to go into some stuff, you know, put some content out there, you know, keep the consistency going. Yeah. See, I live it. See, if I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to live it. Yeah. I'm living. Living proof. See, when we go back to the archives, guess what? You know, I mean, it's 5 years later, you know, everything done went global because it's all global. Actually, before I go, I want to read something that, see, we actually have treaties. Nope. Get to it. Treasury, man. Damn. I just had it up early. I was looking at it. I was actually looking at this shit. Fudge. I messed up. I think I might have closed it. Hope I didn't. Because it was actually talking about the... Okay, here it goes. I'm sorry. All right, this is a general treaty between Her Majesty and the Sultan of Morocco signed in the English-Arabic language at Tangier, December 9th, 1856. This is a little excerpt from it. Her Majesty, the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, and His Majesty, the Sultan of Morocco and Fez, being desirous to maintain and strengthen the relations of friendship which have long subsided between their respective dominions and subjects, have resolved to proceed to a revision and improvement of the treaty subsisting between the respective countries, and have for that purpose named as their plenipotentiaries, that is to say. Let's look that word up. That's a good freaking Pateries. A person, especially a diplomat, invested with the full power of independent action on behalf of their government, typically in a foreign country. So it's plenipotentiaries. So that's plenipotentiary. Having full power to take independent actions. Okay. Her Majesty the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, John Hay Drummond Hay, Esquire, her Charge d'Affaires and Consul General at the Court of His Majesty the Sultan of Morocco on Fez, and His Majesty the Sultan of Morocco on Fez, Sid Mohammed Khatib, his Commissioner for Foreign Affairs, who, after having communicated to each other, their respective full powers have agreed upon and conclude the following articles. Article 1, there shall be perpetual peace and friendship between Her Majesty the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, her heirs and successors, and His Shafrian Majesty the Sultan of Morocco and Fez, and between their respective dominions and subjects. Article X111, I don't know what that is. I think that's 13. All British subjects, whether Mohammedans, Jews, or Christians, shall alike enjoy all the rights and privileges granted by the present treaty and the Convention of Commerce and Navigation, which has also been concluded this day, or which shall at any time be granted to the most favored nation. No British subject professing the Mohammedan faith, or who may have professed the Mohammedan religion, shall be considered as having in any manner lost, or as being by reason thereof in any degree less entitled to the rights and privileges of the full protections enjoyed by British subjects who are Christians, but all British subjects, whatever their religion may be, shall enjoy all the rights and privileges secured by the present treaty to British subjects without any distinguish or difference. So basically, this is the Moroccan treaty. Basically, what that means is, this is why we're doing this, so we can be recognized worldwide, global. You know what I'm saying? What you are is something that's global. You know what I'm saying? You'll be recognized globally, not something that's just recognizing the on the public side, but on the private side. You know what I'm saying? The public side is more of the corporation side of everything. You'll be respected by the private side, which is the actual real country. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a national, you are respected by America. You're respected by the U.S. As well, but you're kept private, so you have different rights. Actually, you get all your rights. You get to actually, you know, as a under the corporation, the 14th Amendment, or the straw man person, you lose those rights. You're pretty much a puppet because they got you by paper genocide, which gets your paperwork straight, and they have to handle you a lot a whole differently than the 14th Amendment. So yeah, that's why I was reading that. I'm breaking that down to y'all. I wanted to kind of break that down. Anyways, I'm off. See you guys next Friday. Peace to the gods. Till next time.